Hello, and thank you once again for joining us at Nova Gaia Love. We are so grateful and appreciative that you're here today. Oh, once again, we have gathered our angel, our fairy, and the dragon heart just to come in and chat with you about wonderful experiences that we have on our beautiful earth walk. Today, we were discussing the universal truths versus your personal truths, and how do they work together, and what does it really mean? Where do you find your personal truths, and how do you know what is really yours and what is, well, maybe somebody else's? I thought with our group of experts here, they could help all of us understand a little bit more of you and what works for you in your love, your light, your life. We love being here talking, and trust me, we could talk and talk. But we're really doing all of this and talking for you because we are hoping that you find your love, your light, and what is most important in your world. But what are universal truths? Maybe we could ask the Fae to take us a little bit deeper. Could you tell us a little bit more of what is a universal truth and how does that correlate with our personal truths? Geeta?
Thank you, Rachel. That's a big topic. Truths. You know, we all do have our own unique truths within ourselves. And, you know, there's our original programming. There's our original blueprint. And then there's the programming that distorts some truths. But they're our universal truths that just speak to our heart, that when we hear it, and I remember when I first started this journey into spirit, and some of the people that I consider my teachers, they would say something and it just rings a bell with me. I had no idea where to put it, but it seemed to resonate in a coherent way, in a way that cut through the chaos that my personal life at that point was in. And it gave me something, so I would remember those truths. And while I could maybe even could understand them intellectually, I couldn't apply them to myself.
Wow, that's a big statement. Tell me more.
So, well, it's just knowing this truth and letting it sit with you. I learned over time that the universe, as you accept that as a truth and you start to look at your life and within that truth, within that and where your life, this has dissonance and resonance, where it matches and where it just doesn't flow. And the universe will guide you when you let it. Your spirit guides will guide you to situations, to places, to people. And in that journey, there will come that time, at least it did for me, where you are in a situation or you experience something within yourself and all of a sudden that truth sinks from knowing into understanding. And you can apply it to your personal situation in ways that makes that personal situation, turns it from chaos into calmness, from the storm into all of a sudden you're in smooth waters.
Oh, I love that visual. So you are saying that we can ask the universe, we can ask spirit, we can ask nature a question, how the truth is to it, and step into it and understand it through our own feelings, to personally step into that knowledge and find what is a calming response. Like water, the chaos of the confusion, of the question, and then looking deeper within and feeling what understanding what makes the individual feel at peace or calm. It's something that you actually can feel a truth. Is this true?
Yes. Thank you for that clarification and putting it in this way, because it is emotional. Emotions in you are like water. You know, we are, that's why we're affected also by the moon, because the waters within us respond, and our emotions, our water inside vibrates with the emotions that we carry. So within that, as we are in this chaos, our emotions are like, you know, a very stormy sea, a very stormy ocean. And when something clicks and you can connect a deeper truth that you have heard and accept as such, because it just makes you feel it, you know it inside that it's a truth, it just hasn't really personally come down to you, but all of a sudden there's this switch within you, and as you apply it, the storm really becomes that sea that is very smooth. It's like a lake that you can mirror yourself in.
Oh, so it becomes so smooth that you actually look in and see yourself. Or maybe you see your higher self or your inner child, but you see your truth, your true being. Angel, I see your eyes are glistening. I have a feeling you have a comment to make or to extend further as we talk about our personal truths.
As I look at the time and space we're in now on Earth, and the concepts of personal truth, I can't help but think of the pandemic that we've been experiencing and how it has kept people apart.
Yes, yes. Lockdowns, understand. Definitely. Physically, can't be near each other. Social distancing.
And it made me think, where do you go when you can't go anywhere? And the answer really is you go within. And it reminded me of something I wrote for a collection of poems about the lockdown that I coordinated through a group I have on Facebook called A Walk Around the Bronte Table, that's for fans of the literary Bronte sisters who wrote Wuthering Heights, Jane Eyre, The Tenant of Wildfell Hall. And there's this passage I wrote at the end of a prose piece where the youngest sister, Anne, who's tends to be overlooked and who had a very strong spiritual connection, makes a speech that no one is listening to. And so I'd like to read a piece of that.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
And she says, if you cannot hear me with your ears, perhaps you can hear me with your hearts. I strongly feel that God is giving us all the opportunity to delve deeply into our souls, to sit quietly with ourselves and reflect on our lives, our mortality, our relationship with the outside world. God is opening his heart to bring us into balance with the world we live in, allowing us as a people to adjust our policies and ways from a focus on punishment and hierarchy to one of compassion, acceptance, and love. I believe this time is designed to help us move away from the foolishness and sheer meanness of greed, so we can create systems of trade and livelihood that ensure that all can be comfortably fed, housed, and clothed, without stigma and without fear of being thrust on the world penniless. I know in my heart we can emerge from this a better people, if only we allow ourselves to face the void, accept our faults, extend forgiveness, and go forward resolved to do better, resolved to be better. One by one, we, as individuals and as the collective, will state with complete assurance, there is no cruelty in God and none in me.
Wow. And that was written, what, 100 years ago?
No, that was written by me.
That was yours?
Channeling.
Oh!
Channeling for Anne Bronte with the Nova Gaia energies for a book, a collection that we published in April, in May.
It left me breathless.
2020.
Why, yeah. That is the most Kay Angelic poem. I mean, I felt like that was an Amanda Gorman poem. That was just,
Oh, that is high praise.
that just took my heart. I was perfect.
And to me, that is what this time is about. And it saddens me for people who fuss and get angry and rail against this time because they are not opening themselves to the lessons of this time. This is a very important time in history that we are honored, even with the pain, even with the loss, even with the horrors, the boredom, the whatever it is, whatever turmoil comes along with. We are blessed to be here at this time. We chose to be here at this time. So many of us chose so that we could help others grow. This is a learning event. This is a growth event. And it is one that does not come along in every lifetime. This is an honor, no matter what it feels like. This is an honor. And it's not something to be kicked in the dirt. It's not something to be ignored. It's not something to be fought against. It is something to be gone through.
Wow. It is a true experience for every sentient being on this planet to allow this compassionate love and information. Wow.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kate. This was just so beautiful. I mean, I saw that you were just completely channeling.
Yeah.
It was so heartfelt by me. So thank you for bringing this in. And it is really, we come here. You're absolutely right. We are here in this moment because we can. We can do this. Each and every one, not just us, each and every one that is alive out there right now has the access to allow for the truth to come in and embrace it with that love of what we can, what it can bring in, what it means, what all those, the pain, the suffering that we see and that is real for people. Make it count. Make it count with the truth of learning, of the lesson from what is happening in your life, in looking at what is my life about and what can I learn from this and how can I move forward in love from this.
Absolutely. And I also want to add something that will lead directly to the dragon heart. And that is that when you go inside, when you are brave enough, or when you give up enough to be completely naked and alone, going deep inside yourself, there's so much about yourself to be discovered. There's so much about yourself to let slough off, just fall away, to get to the very bone and basic of you. But when you go beyond that, it starts to expand you out. It starts to move you into greater and greater realms that go so far beyond who we are and what we do and what we've created here on Earth. It gets you to beings of conscious light. And that happens to be an area where the dragon, I know, has much to add, to give you sort of a sneak preview of some of the reward you get from going through that inner journey. Miss Dragonheart.
So our beautiful angel brought up a lovely, lovely tie-in for universal and personal truths. When you have the moment and you actually step inside of yourself. And as a side note, when you step inside of yourself, it doesn't have to be in the most perfect place. You do not have to be in Egypt. You do not have to be standing in a vortex in Sedona. You do not have to be in the waters of Fatima. It is at the tip of your nose. Your truths are found wherever you are. Your spirit, your God spark, your connection to your soul. Why, you could be standing in the middle of Venice Beach or Bourbon Street or the most busy place you can imagine in Hong Kong, and it's still about you and your connection, your acknowledgement of the being of light that you are. What is a conscious being of light that we're talking about? Why, it's a fancy word to say angel. We understand that this earth walk is that we are an avatar, a human form made from Mother Earth. Our bones are the same makeup as in the stars and as of the earth. We are physical beings that are tied into this planet. Just as the fairy had told us, the water within our body flows with the moon cycles as well as the women's menstrual cycles. So we are of earth. But our God spark, our soul, why we are all angelic. I'm just going to quickly read from the prophecy map of Nova Gaia, beings of conscious light. Beings of conscious light are not just of one type. Like humans, they wear different hats or have different job titles. The same person can be a father, a son, a cook, an uncle, a grandfather, a doctor, a janitor, an athlete, and a lover. The orders and categories to help human understand the different stages of creation and how everything truly flows together is just that. Like different names describing a person, angels have different levels or forms as well. Each has an area of expertise that all or our Creator gave them. For example, Rael is an ancient dragon or seraphim lineage known as Raphael. Archangel Raphael is known as the world's greatest healer in many Earth's major religions. The guardian angel Raphael aids millions of terrestrials in the now moment of healing. So, a truth is the angelic presence within you is a universal truth. We understand that's what we are. A personal truth is you feeling, accepting, acknowledging that conscious light within you. There is a movement right now called the Christ consciousness that I do believe is this acknowledgement of that God spark, that spirit, that angelic being that you are. The Christ consciousness has other names as well. Buddha's conscious, Krishna's conscious. It is universal. The word Christ was used not for Jesus Christ, but for what some scientists call the crystal oil that resides in your pituitary gland. It is a conscious oil that goes down your spine. And then with a straightened spine goes back up and it enlightens your crown, the top of your head, and opens up to the higher consciousness. So once again, we're not pushing a religion and we're not even pushing what we think. We are opening up the possibilities for you to explore your personal truths. Explore what type of angelic being is connected into you. My example of the angelic being that I feel connected to is in my book, and I continue to speak as I feel my soul connection to Rael, one of the original seraphim or dragon angelic beings. I feel my personal truth, my connection from that heart space that goes past all time and space. It just is within me. And I physically feel it in my heart, and it expands throughout as my crown opens, and that's where I feel this golden rainbow ball of light come around me in balance. So for me, the universal truth of understanding that we are angelic beings goes down to my personal truth of understanding my God spark, my tie into a seraphim or a higher angelic being. Now, I put a name with it, Rael. Does it always work that way? Heck no. But remember, this is something that I have spent a good 25 years trying to figure out. And the groovy thing is, why, we have entered into the age of Aquarius. It will not take you 25 years to figure out. Those of you who are listening now, you can open your own heart. You can open your own conscious crown. You can sit in silence of your own, no matter where you are, open your heart and step into the feeling and ask to be guided in. Ask your guardian angel to help you. Well, we all have at least one. Some of you have several. Ask for help. Ask for guidance. There are so many beautiful meditations. And of course, we would love to recommend. But truly, it's just starting with you being at peace. And when we say at peace with yourself, this is another side note. I always had this vision of the swamis, or the swarmies, the gurus, as they sit all cross-legged and they have their incense going, and you can hear the kumbaya singing in the background and the monks chanting, and it's that most perfect, you know, Dalai Lama state. Now, let's get real. My conscious moments happen in the back. My conscious moments happen when I am at the most ease and the most peace with myself. And for some reason, it has to be working out that I feel the most comfortable in my bathroom, door shut, windows open, looking out at the mountains. And for me, that is where I connect to my personal truths. It's not doing yoga. I mean, I love yoga. I'm not saying that's wrong. And I love doing Tai Chi, and I love walking. But really, all of my great stuff happens in the shower. Happens in the morning when I'm sitting and opening up. So don't limit yourself. We tend to think that if we're going to be spiritual and we want to find an answer, that we have to have the right incense, make sure that we have given our offerings out, that we've set up the perfect medicine wheel, that we have the right crystals that nobody else has touched. These are all awesome, well, I would call them lanyap, extra items that does enhance your experience. I know the more that I practice singing and chanting and I do my malas, it does make everything stronger. But personal truth already exists within you without buying a $500 Vogel crystal. Not judging, because hey, if I had the $500, I would go buy that Vogel crystal just because I think they're pretty. So I'm so excited that you do have your own space to find your truths, and that you don't have to worry about being in a lockdown right now, and that you can't grow spiritually because, well, the government is telling you that you're not supposed to be flying anywhere. If anything, the government is actually trying to give you an opportunity to really be at peace with yourself and to let go. Who would have thought the pandemic in that way? Kay, I don't mean to throw this out at you, but could
throw
you
it up.
Just for fun, can we close out with your poem again?
Oh, sure.
It just to me encompassed everything.
And this is from the book, There Was No Possibility of Taking a Walk That Day, a collection of poems from the 2020 COVID-19 lockdown by me, Kate Adkins, and the group A Walk Around the Bronte Table. And it's from my poem, Bronte Family Zoom Meeting. So, at the end of the Zoom meeting, the meeting has been ended by host and everybody's had a chance to talk, but no one has listened to Anne. She's said again and again, surely you can hear me. I know I'm not muted. I know you can hear me. And they just keep ignoring her. So after the meeting has been ended, she says, if you cannot hear me with your ears, perhaps you can hear me with your hearts. I strongly feel that God is giving us all the opportunity to delve deeply into our souls, to sit quietly with ourselves and reflect on our lives, our mortality, our relationship with the outside world. God is opening his heart to bring us into balance with the world we live in, allowing us as a people to adjust our policies and ways from a focus on punishment and hierarchy to one of compassion, acceptance, and love. I believe this time is designed to help us move away from the foolishness and sheer meanness of greed, so we can create systems of trade and livelihood that ensure all can be comfortably fed, housed, and clothed without stigma and without fear of being thrust on the world penniless. I know in my heart we can emerge from this a better people if only we allow ourselves to face the void, accept our faults, extend forgiveness, and go forward resolved to do better, resolved to be better. One by one, we, as individuals and as a collective, will state with complete assurance, there is no cruelty in God and none in me. And now, with your permission, I will read the rest of it. There's two more paragraphs. Sadly, ensconced here with the Robinsons, I am well aware that not all will answer this call. I am well aware that this incredible worldwide experience will be soullessly squandered by many. But my one true hope is that those who do hear this clarion call will be strong enough, resolved enough, brave enough to make this world a better place in a heartfelt and practical way that eases the suffering of many. I have absolute and complete trust in God and know that his hand is guiding this event to its perfect conclusion. And if my death is a part of that plan, I go forward openly and willingly to take up whatever mantle of service he or she has prepared for me in the next world. Can anyone hear me?
We all did. Thank you, Kay. Thank you, Gita. Thank you, listeners, for being here.
And thank you, Anne Bronte.
We send you now with love and compassionate light. Be kind to you, be kind to others, and know how loved you are.